Hey, this is Kiko, and you're listening to Audio on Demand with Chris 200.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you gotta listen to Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
He's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
Hi.
Welcome to Audio on Demand. Today is the, what is today? I believe it is the 18th of March 2008. Welcome aboard my crash cast. Yeah, it's a bright day. I am way late getting home. It's about 5:30. And I thought, hell, I will do a recording. Who am I listening to here? The Tigger Cast. Yeah, you know what? I really don't tune into the Tigger Cast, but he was next up on the playlist, so I thought I'd play him. And he's talking about his antidepressants and this and that, and I really can relate with this guy. So, and he played a cool Prince song. Well, not a Prince song, a Prince cover, so. Anyway, what's been going on? Hey, thanks, Zilla Dave, for your little comment there. I wasn't sure if you just hated me or just busy like everybody else. And that's kind of what I figured. You were just kind of busy like everyone else. But you never know. There's a few drama queens out there. So thanks for that message. Thanks for listening. Zilla Dave, 1/7 of the Audio On Demand podcast listeners. I don't know if it's that bad, but I'd like to find out who's out there. Should I have a stupid contest or something? Should I create a stupid poll or something like that? I don't know. Let's see here. Hold on. Yep. Okay. We're going to crank this up. Crank this bitch up a little bit. There we go. Oh, we're starting to howl a little bit. There we go. Whoa. Here we got a little bit of, noise. There we go. Got the M-Audio device in the, passenger seat there, and I don't know why it goes bzz, 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 every so often, but it does. We got it on about 67 and the 75. Shit. Going past the truck scales here at give me a moment here, I'll tell you. 419. 415, I'm sorry. The Looks like they're still stopping the westbound lane for trucks. Eastbound lane, I don't know when the last time they stopped anybody, but westbound and down, you gotta stop. Hey, there's that truck I saw this morning. I work in the capital city of Nebraska, and the Gaiman Parks, I'm not sure where their offices are in Lincoln. Actually, I don't know where any other offices are, but there's a guy that goes out every day with a boat in the morning, and then I see him coming back towards Lincoln in the evening. So I don't know what he does. It's some sort of biological research or something. Who knows? Wouldn't that be a cool job? Spend all day in the boat? Although the type of boats I sit in are usually sit too short, and they're just a little too, it hurts my legs and knees, you know, after a while. I usually go barefoot in the boat too. It won't be long though before the ice cleans out and we'll be in the boat. This winter has been a pretty bad winter, I guess. At least for fishing and stuff like that. I remember back in the late 90s, we were out fishing in late February. Catching them panfish. So what's been going on? I went to Columbus. If you didn't listen to the last cast, I did record some audio for that. And I also did record some video for that, which I haven't posted yet. Hopefully I'll post that here shortly. Maybe tonight. Who knows? Back to Tigger and the Tigger cast. He was talking a little bit about his antidepressants and that. And you know what? I forgot to take my damn pills this morning, but I did take them this afternoon at lunchtime. I do keep a little bit of a cache of pills in my car. So, an assortment. I'm on two different pills. And yeah, I know what he means about being drugged down. Not drug, no pun intended. You know, feeling beat down and that with the drugs and that. And, so yeah, I understand that, how that works, and this afternoon I actually feel pretty good. I worked a little bit later. I've been working on putting a skin on my web pages at work. I've got some stuff out there, but I've been working at reformatting it and things like that. And I've got one page, I don't know why, but it wants to, it throws there's a table as the output, and it throws the table out of my div, my division, or whatever you call it. Everything else seems to work fine, I don't know. Next thing I want to do is put a little bit of Ajax in there, you know what I mean? Like dates. Dates I want to put up, have those filled in with a calendar or whatever. I think that would be nice. What else? Yeah, some of those inputs and things like that, I really should have a common input function. So I know what, so I don't have to rebuild it every time. I've got some complicated functions for dates and things like that. Some logic in there that I really don't need, and I really need another cigarette. And I just went past the cigarette stop. Damn. Oh well. I figured something out today. isn't this working out? Cause that's on. And why isn't this on? I don't know why. Why do I have to have something plugged in there? Oh, come on, you piece of shit, bitch. I bought these, I bought these Chinglish, I bought a couple of these wireless transmitters, or these, FM transmitters, you know, for the... That bitch, come on. Come on. Come on. This wire broke already. Anyway, it's like a... I'm gonna unplug it and plug it back in. Maybe this one... Oh, there. No, it works. Ah, fuck. I don't know why I did that. Anyway, what I was gonna say is it's got a clock on it. And the temperature, 26 degrees Celsius. And if I look at the clock, it'll tell me how long my drive is, but I reset everything, so I don't know. No. Here's another boat. So, let's see. Friday I played around with Ustream, and I bought some beer at the local brew pub, whatever you call it, and, it wasn't too bad. It was a wit beer, and, I enjoyed it quite a bit, and I wish I could get it in bottles. What I did is I bought a growler of a beer. Which, for those of you that don't know or understand how breweries work, you can buy a growler of beer, which is basically a half gallon of beer. Why did that just go... And, anyway, yeah, you can walk into a brewery and say, hey, I want a growler of beer, and they'll pour you out a bottle full of beer, a growler full of beer. It's usually, you know, all the ones that I've seen are dark glass. I have seen clearer ones before from Crane River, but I haven't. I think Crane River went belly up in Lincoln, and anyway, yeah, you can buy a half gallon of beer. I drank most of it on Friday night. I was going to go out with a friend of mine, but he evidently passed out or something, fell asleep, and I never did get back to him. And then I was on Ustream with him. I had a couple of people out there on Ustream listening to me on the phone with him. Talk about... trying to fix his computer. He's trying to cut a DVD, and I think his hard drive is so full that it won't create the temp folders needed to or temp files needed to rip the DVD. So we're trying to clear some stuff out. I don't know what he's got on there, but it looks like it's full. I tried to VNC-ing him, and I and see him, and I couldn't get that to work either. So that's that, I guess. You know, couldn't get it to work. So, well, fuck, you're fucked. You're gonna have to delete some crap. What is rattling in my damn car? So I did that Friday night. Barb from Nebraska. Barb in Nebraska. Barb Nebraska. Whatever on Twitter. I was there, and some other guy, he wanted to know if I was drunk. I was like, not yet, I'm drinking this beer, though. Did that. It took us a little bit to get going on Saturday. I went out, I think it was Saturday morning, I went out and did some shopping. Had to get some dog food for the dog. 40 pounds of dog food should last us a pretty good time, at least through the summer, I hope. $35 freaking dollars for dog food, almost a dollar a pound. But what you gonna do? The pooch has got to eat something. In fact, she needs to cut back a little bit because the doctor said she's a little bit heavy. She's about 3 pounds over where she should be. So, wow. For those of you keeping track, we are crossing the Platte River right now, and it does appear to be down from other levels, and now another truck full of granite is going past me. Last cast, I talked about this. I was on the interstate. These look like countertops or something like that. What is rattling? I know what it is. It's this. Nope. That's the, where is that some bitch? I got something rattling in here. Driving me crazy. Excuse me. So I think we got on our way about 1 o'clock on Saturday towards Columbus, Nebraska. And, you know, had a little birthday party for the mini-me. And went over to my dad's house again and tried to throw some more shit away. Just crazy. Just crazy, just trying to get rid of shit, you know. 25 years been in that house, actually a little bit more, 26 years. Mom and dad, well, mom lived there for 15 years. She passed away in 97. I think we moved in there in 81. I think it was November of 81, I think, yeah. Oh, those days. Been a new school for me. New neighborhood. New neighbors. Actually, I had neighbors that were pretty cool, you know. So, yeah, I had that going on. And, you know, I'm going to make a stop here at this exit and get me some grits. Anyway, yeah, he's basically been living there by himself. My brothers, I think, they graduated in, I'm trying to think when Brian graduated. He is in 82 plus 20, 82, 2002. Did he graduate in 98? 80, 90. One brother graduated in 98 and the other one graduated in 2002. Would that be right? So they were there to that point. And met this gal and got married last year, and he hasn't been there. I mean, he hasn't lived in the house, you know, since he got married in May. So it's been about 10 months. His house has been pretty much vacant. We've been trying to get rid of shit in there. We filled up basically a whole dumpster full of stuff. You know, you just kind of collect things over the years, and that's what we did. You know, the air popper that we had in 1982, and griddle that we had in 78. It was still there. Some hot pots. We threw those out. Just a lot of different odds and ends of stuff, you know. Just a lot of stuff. So, I mean, it's really hard to even describe some of the stuff. It was just stuff that's not, you know, worth anything. I mean, if it the, you know, little bit that it's worth isn't worth, trying to put together and sell, you know, because it's just so much junk, you know. And once it's in the dumpster, it's gone, you know, so. So we did that. Hopefully he'll get that damn thing on the market and get a chance to sell it. So we spent about an hour over there throwing some stuff away and going through some things. And then we went back, had the party, had the balloons, had the cake, had the hot dogs. We had hot dogs. So that's one of Jake's favorite, Mini-Me. And I'm going to stop the recording here for a second because I'm going to go get some stuff. Hold on, I'll be right back. Okay, how the hell do I... Alright, I'm back and cruising here. I was trying to find the stupid mark button on my recorder so I wouldn't lose where I'm at. And I couldn't find it, Then I realized it's right next to the stinking record button. So hopefully we are recording here. I got myself some stuff. Get the hell out of here without falling into a pothole from hell. Alright, I think I'm gonna lose a fucking wheel here. I don't remember if I talked about it last time. I may have mentioned it, but I'm going to just plain talk about it. Because it just plain pissed me off, okay? I'm in my 12th year. 11 years. Been working as an engineer of some sort, okay? And, about my first 4 years, I worked in a place. I smelled smoke. I got the hell out of there, okay? The, next place, I got a pretty good healthy raise, okay? From where I was at. And you know what? I made that raise again on top of that with a little bit more than 4 years there, okay? So basically 8 years, okay? And, yeah. 8 years. I was making pretty good cash, okay? Well, then the bottom drops out of this company and they lay about everybody off, okay? I'm one of them. So I'm in emergency mode. I've probably talked about this before. I'm in emergency mode. I need to find something so I can pay the bills. So I take this job that I wasn't really crazy about. And it's out of town. And I've been doing that now. Yesterday, it's been 3 years, okay? And the salary was, about 20% less than what I was making at the other place before I got cut, fired, let go, whatever. I don't know what the term is exactly, but... So about 20%. So I've been trying to find something to make that up in town. You know, I want to be, I don't want to move, you know? I've done that crap 2 times. I don't want to move, okay? And 3 years I've been here, I haven't really made much of raises. I'm glad I got raises because In the past, I've heard that, hand raises type of thing. So, I'm glad I got raises and things like that. But you know what? The way the economy is and things like that, things are getting more expensive. I can't afford things. Gas eats up a big chunk of my pocket. Ooh, a Sonic. Sonic Drive-In coming to Gretna. I'm going through Gretna today. I decided to bypass the interstate and go back through Gretna. I should have stopped somewhere in town here instead of on the interstate, but now what you gonna do? So I've been trying to find something, at my level in town that'll pay a little bit better than what I got today, because I think, I'm worth it. I think I can do some things for you. And I think I know what my problem is. I've been applying to jobs that are way below my level, and they see the money that I want to make or the money that I am making compared to what they're paying their people, and it's way out of line, okay? That's what I think is going on. this last interview I had, I emailed them back. I said, hey, what's the next step? Are you going to let me know one way or another if you're interested in me? And the next day I got a call from the recruiter, and basically she said the group felt like I was overqualified. Overqualified now doesn't mean I'm not qualified. I understand that as qualified, okay? And second, I'm about $20,000 over what they're looking to pay. So, that's what I'm wondering, if that's what the deal is. Kind of pisses me off that they even drug me in for an interview. Because all of that was known up front. And they still called me in. I'm waiting here at a red light. Right turn on red, right turn on red. Let me come through. Alright. So I think that may be what it is. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and kick myself up a notch in some of my looking, which is going to make it a little bit more difficult to find something, because I don't have any experience in some of these things. Not that I can't do it, but I kind of like my forte, but I don't think the market allows it. Just a few days before that, I turned down a job, and they offered me, about where I'm at today. Well, money-wise, it was exactly where I'm at today. But the thing was, it was going to cost me, what did I figure? About $6,000 more in benefits and things like that, things that I'm, getting today, not necessarily cash in the bank type of thing, but, there's some retirement things going on with the company I got today, and so I figured that out, and then I added 5% and 10%, and I said, that's my range, dudes. Can you do anything? And they couldn't, so I said, well, I'm sorry, I can't do it. Wasn't crazy about the job. Not a lot of opportunity for advancement. So be it. I do have one line out there in the water still. It's been, just over 2 weeks now. And I'm kind of curious to see if I'll get a rejection letter. Haven't yet, so I don't know what the hell they're doing. It would be downtown Omaha, which I'm not crazy about, but it would work. It would work. And it just knocked my cherry off. So I don't know, maybe I'm asking too much for that. That was more of a senior position. That's what they interviewed me for. They didn't interview me for the other position, so. But I gotta make at least what I'm making now. And hopefully, you know, just a little bit more, you know, after you take benefits and things into consideration. And gas and things like that. Even with gas and that, it still would cost me. I wouldn't be making what I'm making today. It would give me, you know, roughly 2 hours out of the day that I didn't have to jack around on the interstate, but that's what I need. That's what I need, man. And maybe I'm just too big of a fish. I don't know. Maybe that's what the problem is. I'm too big of a fish for these jobs. They can find somebody right out of school. And if I don't find something soon, you know, it's going to get down to the point where we're going to have to do something drastic to get the cost down of cost of living, you know. And with the housing market and that the way it is, it's not a good time to do something like that. I really am not crazy about moving or selling a house, finding another house, all that crap. Houses are more expensive now than when I bought mine, and I would get you know, less of a house for basically the same price, you know. So what do you do? What do you do? Wife doesn't want to move. I don't want to move. So here I sit, brokenhearted. Tried shit and only farted. I think that's what I'll call the show. So, that's what's been going on in my life. I've been kind of ambiguous about it, because I don't want to jinx myself, but I think that's what the problem is. I don't know. There we go. Come on. So Sunday I didn't do much. We didn't do anything in laundry. I think I sat on my ass most of the day. Wife was pissed off at me. Yesterday I did the same thing. Tonight I think I'm going to actually mud my ceiling. Fell through the fucking ceiling in January. And I still need to finish that. I finished it and I didn't like how it turned out, so I went through and I sanded it all off. What a fucking mess that was. Now I need to go back through and refinish it, retexture it. Fun in the sun. Glory days, blah 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 blah. Over like that. Anyway, what else has been going on? You know, that's about it. It's nice today. It was kind of rainy and foggy this morning. Traffic was really bad. It wasn't so bad on the way back. I'm on 370 now, almost to the school. The wife's actually going to take her hand in cooking tonight. So we'll see how that turns out. See how many minutes has it been? Oh, 16 minutes since I left Gretna. So I don't know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to try and mud that up. I got to find a bucket or something. What a fucking mess that is to make mud. You never know how much you're going to need. Blah, 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 blah. We'll see. Maybe I'm going to get this bitch painted by the end of the week. Feeling pretty good, though, right now. This morning I was feeling kind of shitty and depressed. But this afternoon, I felt a lot better after I got a lot of that crap done. So, I don't know. Stopping at the light at the school. See what's on the old Apple iPod here. Oh, I did chat with Corby of the Twisted Pickle. A little bit on Friday.
He had a tough night one night, and he spent the... So this guy is a guy who sells...
Living in Las Vegas. No agenda or ho agenda?
At work, on the way home, we went to visit Uncle Wally.
Ho agenda. Walmart. Lazy Radio, I haven't listened to that one yet.
All my shovels go by.
Jim Bob from Alaska. Excuse me, I just blew your ears out. I know I did. I'm sorry. Well, you know what? I'm going to wrap it up. This is Chris 200 Audio On Demand, 18th of March, 2008. Slowly approaching year three of webcasting, podcasting, auto magazining. Some of my early shows are kind of crappy, but I don't care. Had a different recorders at the time, and I think I've got a better one now, so there you go. So I'm gonna go ahead and turn this off. I've got a red light coming up here. Hopefully my brakes don't fail. Alright, we're gonna let you go. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling the Freak Network. We are experiencing a high volume of listeners. Please stand by for the next available agent.
Yes, he would give his heart gladly.
Please continue to hold for the next agent.
Goes walking, and when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't.
The response time for the next available freak agent is in 3, 2, 1.